Voices of the Elephant is proudly sponsored by SiteGround.com, a leader in website hosting and a terrific partner for all your website projects. Their top-notch technologies will make your websites fast and secure.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans. I'm your host, and my special guest is Mr. Mike Price. Say hi to everybody, Mike.
Hello, everybody.
Now, we're here at Cascadia PHP 2019, and it's been a great time so far. And I want to get into you. You've got a great talk, but before we start talking about that, give us your hero backstory. How'd you get into programming, and how'd you get into PHP?
I get into programming back when I was a teenager. I broke my mom's computer, classic story, and she didn't get it fixed. I needed a computer to work, so I started working with that and grew an interest in I actually read like a hacker manifesto that I downloaded off of LimeWire, and I started hacking Windows and messing around with the settings and the registry, and things just kind of blossomed from there. So next thing you know, I'm in Santa Fe College, and I'm learning how to write in C++ and C. And then my second language that I picked up after that was PHP, and it's been a love story ever since.
Wow. Hey, that's cool. And we're glad to have you in PHP. The more the merrier in the community. Hey, your talk, though, here at Cascadia is not about PHP per se. It's about version control.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about the talk, and then towards the end, I'm going to ask you, give us one little nugget of truth that our listeners can take away. You know, so talk to us a little about what you cover in the talk.
Well, I cover the ins and outs, basically, of version control from doing your day-to-day work and the habits that we either don't pick up or do pick up, and what we and Simver, and all the aspects of their software development life cycle. Mm-hmm. So I think that's basically is to give everybody a grand perspective of the work that we do day to day, and the things that we probably take for granted, and the things that we can do to improve it and add and put less error, have less errors, and give everybody a more reliable experience out there.
Now it's time for you to be a game changer with the RingCentral Developers Game Changer Program. Grow your skills, help others in the community, and get rewarded with awesome prizes like RingCentral swag, conference tickets, software, iPads, computers, and so much more. Don't just be a developer, be a game changer and join the program today. For more information, visit developers.ringcentral.com. Yeah, you mentioned Simver. Are you pro or con Simver?
I am very pro Simver.
Okay, because I know some people that are not so happy with Simver. So.
Yes, and there's a question is whether they fully understand the full picture, and that's why I felt like I needed to give this talk, because I don't feel like a lot of people get the whole thing.
Yeah.
Simver by itself, it's not really useful.
Mm-hmm.
But if you combine it with certain practices and how you develop your software, it's actually very effective.
Nice.
And very predictable.
Now, do you talk about GetFlow at all, or any of the workflows?
I think everybody has a certain flow.
Mm-hmm.
And the flow that I found that I covered in my topic was that you should basically get all of your start all your new features from the last release that you made, basically. Mm-hmm. Just because I've seen the downsides to not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, GetFlow, I've used it before. I found that it doesn't always work for everybody.
I can see that.
So I figure you should have a flow and you should stick to it, and that's
I have a flow. I forget what the name of it is, but it's the one where you do everything in master and just push at the end. So, okay. You know, that's
push
my
to master flow.
Yeah. Not the best one. I'm not recommending it, but it's what I end up doing, mainly because I usually get about a third the way into doing something and realize, ah, crap, I didn't create a branch. So,
right.
You know, I just like, okay, next time, I promise, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the good thing about that is I do that too sometimes. Mm-hmm. I find that, but with the good thing about it is once you're in there and you realize you're on master, you can actually use as a command called git checkout b, and you can start a branch even though you've...
I guess I could, yeah.
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 And from there, you just keep going, and then you have your new branch with all your new changes.
I guess I could do that. I had not thought that through. I just, like I said, every time I do it, I swear, next time I'm going to start a branch first.
Yeah.
Hey, you and I both were in Josh Holmes's workshop for speakers yesterday.
Yeah.
And I've known Josh for years, and I've heard most of what he said, but I've never been in the workshop and seen him do his magic.
Right.
But talk to me a little bit about the experience of the what you picked up from that.
I picked up that, I think when I was going in there, I was thinking I was going to read off my slides, essentially. And I just needed to memorize what my slides were going to say. Then I realized that it's all about being able to talk to your audience. And
it's
getting
insightful.
And very just, you know, getting in there, getting comfortable, and telling people what you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing. Be yourself and be assertive about what you're doing. Because people are looking at you for knowledge. So I think that was the most important takeaway that helped me get up there and do what I needed to do.
You knocked it out of the park this morning. I sat through your session and was very impressed with it. And I've seen just a few sessions on Git. It's one of the topics I've never done myself, but I've seen a lot of sessions on it, and you knocked it out of the park as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I had a great time, and you know, I was a little nervous at first, of course, but I feel like I was able to get my point across in a meaningful way that everybody was able to receive. So I was very happy with it.
You did an excellent job. Hey, I don't want to take you too far from or too long from the conference. I do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule here at the conference. Audience, I want to thank you for spending some time with me and Mike today. And look, if you like what we're doing, please go out to iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, leave us a comment. If you think there's some way we can do it better, please drop me an email. Cal@calevans.com. I'd love to hear from you. And of course, we'll see you right here next week on Voices of the Elephant. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.